Electronic Export Information, EEI, or Shipper's Export Declaration, SED. Electronic Export Information, EEI, is the U.S. term for what used to be called the Shipper's Export Declaration. Other countries may use a variant on one of these terms. For example, Canada calls the document an Export Declaration. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as Shipper's Export Declaration, SED. An export/import document prepared by the shipper before a shipment can be exported and presented to a government authority of the country in which the shipper resides. It specifies details about the goods to be shipped, including their value, weight, and destination. Electronic Export Information, EEI. An electronic declaration of merchandise leaving the United States for export to a foreign country. The EEI has been the export form required in the U.S. since the introduction of electronic submittal capabilities via AES Direct, a U.S. Census Bureau site that is intended to streamline import and export processes for American businesses per President Obama's executive order in February 2014. The AES Direct system is hosted on a single-window platform called the Automated Commercial Environment, ACE. Refer to the additional resources for related links. An export declaration document specifies details on the goods to be shipped, including value, weight, and destination. What must be declared will differ by country. In the EU, an export declaration is needed for all exports. In the U.S., an EEI is required for all exports above a certain value, for goods of any value that require an individual validated export license, or if the receiving country or entity is restricted by the U.S. government. Note that the exporter of record is now always the manufacturer, even if the importer has taken responsibility for the shipment, such as in an EXW shipment. The U.S. term for the exporter of record is the U.S. Principal Party of Interest, USPPI. In the event that exported products need to be altered or repaired once they've been received by the customer, a form may be needed to ensure that a product that is sent out for repair and is to be returned does not need to pay duties and taxes on each part of the journey. This gets complex if products are replaced. In the U.S., the document that is required to avoid duties on repair products is a foreign shipper's declaration, as seen in Exhibit 7-13. This form must accompany the returned products. The foreign shipper's declaration is typically accompanied by the owner/importer/consignee/agent declaration, shown in Exhibit 7-14, which further attests to the country of origin of the manufacturer of the goods and serves as a receipt for the physical delivery of the goods. Exhibit 7-13, Foreign Shipper's Declaration. Exhibit 7-14, Owner/Importer/Consignee/Agent Declaration.